The 76th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards air tomorrow night. The award show is returning to a regular schedule after the previous Emmys were delayed due to the Hollywood actors and writers strikes. NPR's Madalit Del Barco has this preview of TV's biggest night.
For their sitcom Schitt's Creek, Eugene and Dan Levy both won Emmy Awards in 2020. Now they'll be the first father-son duo to MC the ceremony. Here they are together in a promo.
We're hosting the Emmys, and this year they're going highbrow.
No, they said eyebrow. They want you to make bad jokes about your eyebrows, which you're not doing.
This time, two series from FX could dominate the Emmys, Shogun and The Bear. The hit Japanese period epic Shogun leads the charge with 25 nominations, including nods for its lead actors Anna Sawai and Hiroyuki Sanada. Shogun follows Squid Games as just the second non-English language series to be nominated as Best Drama. It already swept the Creative Arts Emmys last weekend for its cinematography, costumes, and other crafts. The Bear also picked up Creative Arts Awards and has broken records in the Emmy's comedy category with 23 nominations.
You got this, baby.
Yes, chef.
The Bear's Jeremy Allen White, Ayo Edebiri, and their co-stars all received acting nominations.
Refire!
If it's not perfect, it doesn't go out.
No, I hate this.
Richie, no surprise!
Yes, surprise!
The Hulu comedy Only Murders in the Building picked up 21 nominations. It stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Want to make a podcast with me?
Oh my God, this is corny.
So corny.
I know it is. Yeah. Murder?
Yeah, murder, yeah.
For the first time, the top categories at the Emmys include two series from Apple TV+, The Morning Show and Slow Horses, and the third and final season of FX's Reservation Dogs.
The Red Dogs have returned!
The series Hacks has 16 Emmy nominations, including one for its lead, Jean Smart, as a comedy legend, and Hannah Einbinder as her younger writer.
I was perfectly content being a gorgeous Vegas comic, and then you come along and you make me want more for myself.
So you're mad at me for pushing you to be better?
Yes!
In the comedy supporting actress category, Einbinder will be contending with the likes of Meryl Streep and Carol Burnett. There could be some history made at this year's Emmys, with the first Indigenous actresses ever nominated. Fresh off her Oscar nomination for Killers of the Flower Moon, actress Lily Gladstone is up for supporting actress in a drama for the series Under the Ridge. And former world champion boxer Kaylee Rees is a contender for supporting actress in a limited series for True Detective Night Country.
The Night Country, it takes us one by one.
Another series to watch for at the Emmy Awards is this year's breakout hit Baby Reindeer. It has 11 nominations, including for actor, producer, and writer Richard Gadd. This is his story of being a struggling comedian stalked, harassed, and abused by a woman named Martha. A real-life Scottish woman named Fiona Harvey claims she inspired the show's villain.
To me right now.
Harvey filed a $170 million defamation lawsuit against Netflix. The network is fighting back with a motion to dismiss the case, but a California judge has yet to rule. Meanwhile, Baby Reindeer could soar at the Emmys. Madalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.